Hi, this is Stephanie.
And this is Genesee.
And you're listening to WTF is Up with Gen Z, the podcast where we explore teenage life in the digital era. All right, for this episode, we are joined by Alex, who is a Reiki practitioner and does a lot of stuff relating to spirituality.
He owns his own business, which is called PC Healing, which you are able to find on Instagram if you so please. So, Alex, let's start this off easy. Stephanie, you have a question?
Yes, I do. Can you just tell us a brief story as how you got to where you are now? You know, about yourself, your story.
So do you mean like how I started doing it, or like when my business started?
Just how you got to where you are now, and I guess in relation to the topic of this episode.
Alright, well, so about a year ago, I went to Lilydale, New York, which is just this huge town of mediums. And so like every summer they do this huge expo where people come and visit and tour it and stuff. So I went there with a few friends. And I met my teacher, where she taught me how to do tarot, and I got certified with Reiki and things like that. And then, as soon as I got certified with Reiki, I started my own business.
Cool. Can you tell us about your business?
So right now I just have a home office. I do a lot of mostly Reiki because that's kind of the main pull of it. But I do tarot and I work with crystals and I work with spirit and stuff like that.
Okay, so what has got you initially interested? Because it's not a normal or typical thing you'd expect a teenager to be interested in.
Well, about 4 years ago, my mom became a certified aromatherapist. And so with all the homeopathic medicine and things like that comes these things. And so through people that are on our team and that like we talked to, I had connections with them that kind of introduced me how to do it and things like that.
That is cool. Okay.
So, how often do you work with your skills? Like, how often do you give tarot readings or that sort of stuff?
Every day. A lot of the time, like, when I'm in school or when I'm just around a lot of people, I tend to kind of shift away from, like, practicing with things like that because there's a lot of energy that I work with, a lot of energy, a lot of spirits, so sometimes it becomes overwhelming. But, you know, there's nights, like, not every night, but there's nights where I sit down and I meditate and things like that, which kind of help expand upon it.
So, you were talking about energies and spirituality. Can you explain that for someone who doesn't necessarily know about that stuff?
Okay, so I always like to think of it like, I know earlier Genesee was talking about how, like, she takes on what other people are feeling. And so that's kind of the basis of, like, energy. Energy are things that you feel and interpret within yourself. And so, like, an example of that would be, like, an aura. And so an aura is a reflection of chakras, which are energy centers in your body, right? And so if, like, there's something, like, negative energy or not positive that's, like, kind of around you or sticking with you, it messes with your other energy centers, energy fields, things like that. Spirit's energy, so like when they come through and talk to me, it's very similar.
So I have a question after, but I'd like to mention how I was talking about taking on other people's feelings. Basically, I just feel like when I'm around people, I sort of emulate their emotions. Alex is getting attacked by a bug. Yeah, he's getting attacked by a bug right now. But I sort of emulate however those people act without trying. Anyway, so with chakras, I went to Lilydale once and I got a reading and she told me what my chakra was. I'm not going to tell you that now, but would you be interested in letting us know what they are? And I'd like to compare if it's the same one. Because if so, I'd be scared. In a good way.
The seven chakras?
No. What, like, your... Oh, aura, not chakra. Sorry, aura.
Yeah, I was kind of confused about that.
Oh.
I take everything I said back. I meant aura.
So, let's see. A lot of the time, you know, sometimes I actually see auras around people. Sometimes I actually just get a feeling that, you know, this is what it is. My teacher, mentor, you know, she has an aura camera that you actually go and it takes a picture of your aura. There's a bunch of science behind it, but I haven't looked into it. But, like, for me, if I could guess, like, right now, it would be kind of, like, greenish-bluish area and not like, super red, yellow, stuff like that.
Do they change?
Often.
Oh, okay.
How about me?
Red.
Cool.
And I can explain what that means if you want.
Yes, please.
So a lot of the time people associate the color red with anger, but in this case it's like passion about like creativity and things like that. And obviously, you know, with your podcast and your YouTube channels and your Etsy shop, that's all creativity. That's all mm-hmm. things that you're working on. Sometimes it does represent like anger towards somebody, but most of the time it's creativity. And with blue and green, that represents, you know, working with the higher chakras, which is like connection to the universe, things like that.
I was told, it was about 2 years ago, so obviously it could have changed since then, 2 years ago, that it was amber. What does amber mean?
Yellow. So yellow, yellow is kind of this, kind of similar to red. It's more taking action with your, like, things that you're creativity about. Like, you already took the action and mm-hmm. started everything, right?
Yeah.
And so now you're just working on it. Mm. With you, there's just, like, starting this and starting that and really, really
creative. That makes sense.
Like, I, in my office, I do an aura picture every week. And so I have a progression. It goes from orange. It goes, like, dark orange, light orange, red. It stays in that general color. And then I think last week, actually, it changed. It went from red-orange to green-blue, which was pretty good because that mm-hmm. means I'm working on a different part of what I need to be.
Yes.
That's
cool.
Interesting.
So I'm just going to jump off kind of off topic a little bit. So I also went to Lilydale many, many years ago, and I talked to
medium?
Yes, a medium. And they suggested, so a medium talks with spirits, correct?
What?
Thank you, Alex, for laughing.
I think he laughed because my glasses got fogged up when I
moved. Oh, your glasses get fogged up.
Yeah, I kind of like leaned into my hand and my glasses fogged up and Alex saw and he spit water all over himself.
Nice. Okay, so medium's one that talks with spirits, correct?
Medium is someone that converses with spirits,
okay.
Yeah, I believe.
So then, they were also telling me about my future. Is that accurate?
Yes. So, it kind of, a lot of the time, like, were they talking about, like, were they pulling spirits forward, or were they kind of, like, messing around with your energy and things like that and figuring out your energy?
They talked about mostly spirits, I think. They were saying, I think my great-grandmother was around me, and then my old dog watches me or something. But then they also mentioned that I would meet a horse in the next few months. That never happened, so I want to know why that happened.
Okay, so a lot of the time, you know, there are people who try and say that they're mediums and they can do this and do that mm-hmm. and they really just hit people's vulnerable spots. And so when I'm doing a mediumship reading and or tarot reading or things like that, you have to try and bring through the little details, because if you're doing a vague topic like, oh, you have a brown coat, like things like that, like anybody could say that, right?
Yeah.
And so when you're bringing through the little details like, oh, like he used to call you this nickname or only something that they would know, that kind of differentiates. So, I mean, there are probably mediums in Lilydale who aren't 100% truthful with what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Lilydale has actually started cracking down on things like that and making sure
yeah,
that,
this was a long time ago, so.
Yeah.
But,
that's what
I've been told. So, a lot of the time when people are pulling spirits forward, they're either pulling spirits that, like spirits that you knew that have passed on, but they also sometimes pull something called spirit guides through. And so when you're before you're born, when you're kind of just energy, you kind of like figure out who your spirit guides are going to be for the life that you're going to live if you believe in that. And so they kind of go around and, like, they're guiding you. So you, like, you have a joy guide, you have a helper guide, you have a messenger guide. So, like, a joy guide is all about happiness and bringing happiness in, and they kind of help you out with that, as opposed to, like, a messenger guide, when if you do decide to start doing mediumship, which anybody can, will help you bring messages and people through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I've met some of my spirit guides and meditations and things like that.
Got it.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, so, this is off topic, but I did want to mention that I do have a brown coat. I actually do, so,
I do not.
Good job. Well, he was looking at me when he said it, so.
Okay.
Got it.
Joking, but, well, I'm not joking, I do have a brown coat. But, I went to Lilydale, and I think the person that was talking with me was very legit, because somehow she knew that I had a hermit crab that died recently. Which, I mean, you don't just go around really, like, guessing that someone had a hermit crab. So, that was definitely very real. But there were some things that I didn't really understand. Like, some people that she was pulling, like, a dude named Pete that... I even asked my parents, and we never knew a person named Pete. Oh.
Yes.
Is that something, Alex?
Well, so, sometimes when you bring through people you don't know, if you believe in past lives and things like that, people, like, energy from past lives, like, to stick... sometimes, mm-hmm. if it's very strong, so you'll pull people from them, from there too. Pete could also be a spirit guide that you just don't know who it is, right? And so, mm-hmm. a lot of the time, if you don't know who Pete is, or anybody that she's pulling through, or aren't understanding what they're saying, you know, it could be a month, it could be a year, it could be 10 years, and it'll happen, and then you'll, like, go all the way back and remember, and you're like, oh, okay, that's happened to me multiple times.
So... about past lives, is there, like, I've heard there's ways to, like, figure out what they are. I know there's places you can go, but I was, you seem like you have something to say, but I'll let you get to that. But I was wondering if they're, like, signs in everyday life, sort of, that, like, it's, you know, random things that you could be drawn to, stuff like that, because I've read that that could be, like, signs as to your old past lives.
Yeah. So, recently, I went to... I'll just call it my school of mystical arts because I don't, like, I don't know what else
okay,
to call
Harry
it.
Potter.
And so, we actually did a past life meditation with crystals. And so what you did were, there are certain crystals that hold different vibrations and energies and things that you can hold to kind of help aid in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a more professional medium teacher come up and she led this meditation. And so what it was you went down and you basically went into, we call it, the words, on the tip of my tongue, but it's like a library,
mm-hmm.
right? And it holds all of your past lives. And you have a spirit guide just, like, specifying in that, right? And so you kind of go through and access them, and, you know, I thought, you know, about, 'cause me and my mom... we were told that we were in, like, 7 different past lives together, which totally makes sense. And so I kind of, like, thought about that. And so what I saw was, you know, and it's really strange because some people saw nothing. And so since, like when you meditate, you're supposed to, like, kind of, like, switch sides of your brain that you're using, things like that. And so what I saw was, you know... we went and she kind of guided us to this, like, special place where you would, you know, because it was a guided meditation. That's why mm-hmm. it worked. And so I saw, like, I was transported to a place where I was, like, in the 50s. And there was somebody laying out the other side of my head, right? And then it was daytime, and all of a sudden it was just, like, it switched to night and they were gone. Like, they had died. And then it transformed till I was in Japan, which was very weird. And I was at somebody's... side of their hospital bed, right? And by the energy that that person was, I could tell that it was my mom currently, like, her past energy, and she had passed away. So I climbed this huge mountain, and I was learning from a spirit on the mountain, like, how to do all of this. And I'm thinking that's kind of where, like, the Reiki and stuff came in. So
okay, so this whole spirituality kind of branch of living or whatever Is it more religious-based, science-based, or is it kind of a mix? Or is it just its own division?
I like to say it's very malleable. Mm-hmm. It's not, you have to be this religion, or you have to believe this, or have to believe that. There's so many different aspects of it. Like, there's tarot readings, and mediumships, and crystals, and tea leaf readings, and, you mm-hmm. know, reflexology. Like, there's a huge, just, like, when you're talking spirituality, it's really just universal. Because when you're talking about, like, you know, what's above, if you believe it's God, this or that, we just call it the divine light. We don't... if we could associate what I'm doing to, like, a religion, the most closely related religion would probably be Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's strange because, you know, when I went in and met my spirit guides, I saw, like, archangels and things from, you know, because I'm Catholic, I'm Christian, like, I go to church to learn all of that stuff. And so what resonated with me were all that. But, you know, there's somebody who's not Catholic and saw something totally different. So they kind of, the people when you go and meet them, the spirit guides, or like, they show themselves to you as you would most feel comfortable and most recognized. So that's kind of why I like it, because I could see an archangel and somebody else could just see a normal person. It's not religious. And a lot of the time with science and stuff, there's a lot of new articles and research going out on, like, energy and crystals, tarot card, like, all of that, which is really, really nice.
Okay, so your best definition would be, it's just kind of a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is good to bring up, just because so many people would associate it with, like, Christianity or Buddhism or something. They'd associate it with a religion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So then, to know that it's open for anybody is just...
A lot of the time, too, people associate things like that with Satan, the devil, and it's not at all. You know, you mm-hmm. have people who are trained to be witches and kind of do worship the devil and things like that, but, you know, that's one side of it. Like I said, mm-hmm. there's all these other sides. And so what I call myself a light worker. And so what I do is, like, I do tarot cards and I do this and I do that, and I don't even think about, you know, worshipping Satan, you know.
But have you considered it?
Doesn't answer the question.
No.
Avoids the question. I see. It seems like we'll have you back for a second episode now of the podcast for completely different things.
Okay.
Worship this man Satan. Worships Satan.
That would just be the title. 666.
666. Okay, so let's go into tarot cards. Can you tell us a little bit about those for those who don't know?
So... From what I know, tarot cards go all the way back to, like, the 1700s, that kind of time.
Mm-hmm.
People used to play them as a game.
As a game?
As a game, like a card game. And as time progressed, people realized that they could interpret the cards, find the meanings of the cards, put them in different ways, and have people put their energy into them and pick them out. And what they tell them about the past, present, and the future is 100% accurate. And so then that's kind of where tarot readings and stuff came from.
All right. So stay tuned, guys, for later in the podcast, because both Genesee and I will be getting a tarot card reading from Alex.
I also have a question about tarot cards, that is. So last summer, I got, like, very involved with tarot cards. I have my own deck. I kind of rediscovered them in the back of my closet. So I was, like, kind of messing around doing readings and stuff, and I only ever had one that seemed actually, like, scarily successful. The other ones were just kind of, like, there's just a random-ass kid doing tarot cards. Oh, I swore.
It's okay, the title.
Yeah, the title. So, yeah, for doing tarot cards, do you really have to have any, like, true expertise? Because, yeah, I only had one moment that was good.
So, I got my first deck of tarot cards, I think it was in Lancaster. I went somewhere called the Penny Lane Cafe, and it's a Beatles-themed cafe, mm-hmm. and so after, we were kind of walking around the plaza, and there was this spiritual earth shop that I went to, and I was like, I want tarot cards, so I bought tarot cards, and so, like, I really was just messing around with them, too, mm-hmm. for the longest time, and so then I met, you know, my teacher who teaches me all of it, and she was like, here's a list, kind of know the meanings, but don't live by them, like, you can interpret them too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I've just, like, it comes with time. I've been doing it for probably, like, a year and a half, and I've probably done over, like, 300 readings, so they get more accurate as you practice. Do them more often.
It was probably the latest one that I did, too, that was so accurate. Like, I was doing it for a family friend, and I had no idea about this, but I read it, and I was, like, when I read it, I laughed. I'm like, well, this can't be accurate, because it was a card of infertility, and I read it to her, and she was like, oh my gosh, like, she was trying to get pregnant, and she couldn't for, like, a year now, and it was very surprising for me, because I was like, oh, this is a little awkward now.
Yeah, a lot of the time, you know, it's really weird, because you'll think, this doesn't make sense. Like, I, there's been one reading I've given, it was a mediumship, and their mom had come through, and she said carrot. And I was like, I was like, what? Like, I'm not going to say carrot. And she was like, no, just say it. And I said it. And the face that that person had made was just like, oh, my God. Like, how'd you know? Like, because sometimes you won't understand what it means, but the other person will.
Mm-hmm.
And so carrot. That's kind of like trusting your gut and just saying it is a big thing, too. A lot of the time it is working with awkward situations, though, because when people seek out a tarot reader or a mediumship reader, it's because they're going through something in their life that they want answers for, and so you have to kind of figure out how to work with people when, you know, they're crying, or you're like, oh, infertility, that's an awkward situation.
Yeah.
That's something people don't like about, so you kind of have to find your way around it, which I've I've learned quite some lessons about that.
So along with tarot cards, have you ever read something for someone in tarot cards, and then, like, has it worried you? Have there been, like, situations where you're like, well, that's not good?
Well, that's not good.
Yes. You know, a lot of the time, people associate, like, the death card with actual death, and we'll kind of get into that more later. But there's been, like, you know,
it's 5 o'clock.
Thank you, computer.
They normally don't, you know, tell somebody when they're gonna die, or, like, you're gonna get murdered, things like that. Normally, it's like, oh, you know, there's gonna be a breakup.
Yeah.
And, like, you have to find a way to say it. You have to say, you know, this card shows that there's a breakup, but, you know, that this breakup is needed, this and that. So you have to kind of say it, but, like, make it compliment sandwiched, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of the time, I really don't like spreading negativity. You'll see, I'll turn the cards around if they're upside down, because some people believe that they have a different meaning, and most of the time that meaning's negative. And so I don't read them like that, just because I don't believe that, right? So, like, I don't like spreading negativity, so you always have to kind of, like, positive, negative, positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a lot of hospitality kind of in what you're doing? Like, in the sense that you have to be good with people, essentially.
Yes.
Because it's a very social job.
Especially, you know, since I was little, you know, it was always just, like, spiritual stuff. And it really wasn't, like, like, I used to sit at the top of the stairs and just cry, like, until 4 a.m. And nothing in my mom's head was like, oh, maybe he's talking to dead people. Like, you know what I mean? It's not something, but I work with people all the time and, like, things like that, and I really try to expand on my people skills, because, I mean, when you're doing Reiki, they're laying down on a table and they're being 100% vulnerable to you, which is something that's very hard to do for some people. So, like, you really do have to have people skills with that.
Yeah, I had one tarot card reading. It was actually a few months ago, and I would not say it was the best experience, because she said to me, in not a compliment sandwich kind of way, that someone is going to come back in my life, take advantage of me, and then ruin my life. She basically told me that and just said, so don't trust new people that come into your life. And I was like, okay.
And you see, the way that I would phrase it would be, you know, there's somebody who's might come into your life and try and, you know, take advantage of it. But, you know, this card here shows that, you know, you're going to get around it, things like that, because there are cards that show that. And there probably was a card, but she probably didn't talk about it. You know what I mean?
Got it. Okay.
Very interesting.
So, do you see yourself having a future with spirituality as a career?
that's something that I think about very often, seeing as, you know, we're going into our junior year of high school.
And that's the time to make decisions.
That's really the time that you most people decide what they're going to do. And, you know, I've gone from, you know, I want to be a pilot to I want to be a scientist to being like, well, I want to do this with my life and I have a business with it, but am I going to be able to function off of just this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people do it in conjunction with like a hair salon or a different career. And so definitely want to continue doing it, but I don't, I see it as more of a side job rather than a full career.
Yeah, that's safe.
So currently also have another job as well, on top of being a Reiki practitioner and having school. How do you balance all of that?
I don't have a social life. you know, I'm working 3 days out of the week, you know, from 5 to midnight sometimes, 5 to 12, 5 to 10, things like that. And so, you know, I kind of have days, like Tuesdays and Thursdays are my days, you know, to work on my business and stuff. And then on top of all of that, you have to do homework. So I've given up a social life. That's not something that's super high on my list, just because I want to expand on this so much that I just, you know, sat down and was like, this isn't important to me, you know. And sleep has been scarce. It's been the scarcity, just because that's when I do my homework, is when I'm sitting in bed at 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. That sounds horrible.
Cannot relate.
But, and it's everybody always asks, well, then why are you doing it? And it's just like the healing and the joy that brings to me. It's worth it.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
That's really cool. And to find something that you're so passionate about to spend all that time doing.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Genesee.
And Stephanie with your news of the episode.
Sorry that the audio is so bad. We just finished with tennis practice and we're using my phone to record. So yeah.
Quantity over quality right now.
Yeah.
Okay. News number one. I'm sure you all have heard of it, but the Amazon rainforest is burning. And let me just clarify, I did my research on this subject. It's not burning, it's being burned. It's not the wildfires, people are actually just burning it down. So if you want to help support this cause, maybe instead of just reposting on your story like all the people do, maybe you should consider purchasing some trees that help replant the forest. Trees for the future, one tree forest, good places to go. So
yeah,
do it.
Savage. All right. My turn. Mine is a little less serious, but YouTube's number one subscribed channel that is not a company, PewDiePie, got married like 5 days ago maybe, to his longtime girlfriend of like 7 or 8 years, Marzia, and it's so cute. Their wedding is so cute. Okay.
That's so good. Yay! And then the next one is Taylor Swift just released her new album today, but when you're watching this, yesterday, and it's okay. It's kind of more like her old style, not her Reputation album. I'm not, like, in love with it, but I'm not opposed to it either.
Haven't listened to it. Okay. Now, next. This one, I mean, it's funny to a certain degree. If you're easily offended, it's probably not funny. But Shane Dawson's Twitter got hacked. Imagine you hack a really, like, he has, like, what, 10 million followers or something? So a big following. What would you tweet? Well, okay. This person tweeted something like, hands down, Germany should have won World War II, my N-words. Which I find kind of funny because you hack this huge account and you tweet that.
Like, of all things.
That.
And next up, this is particular to my New York State listeners. Shout out to New York State listeners. New York State is voting for new license plates. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited because the yellow and blue blackish ones, they're disgusting and I want to throw them in an incinerator and get rid of them forever. So if you vote, don't vote for 2 or 3 or I'll be very upset with you. Personally, I like 1 and 4. Don't vote for 5 either because it's basically what we already had before the blue and thing. So yeah, vote for number 4, please. Thanks. Public service announcement.
And the last news. I'm so sorry we keep talking about Tana Mojo. But her MTV show ended, and I mean her, like, MTV YouTube show, and I watched a few episodes for research purposes.
primarily for research purposes.
And I mean, yeah, it was a basic MTV show and it ended with her wedding. I mean, I guess it was good. It was entertaining, but I didn't learn anything. It was just something to watch. Yeah, so I give it like a solid 7 out of 10.
All right.
Maybe.
And that's all for your news. Let's get back to our interview with Alex.
Jorgensen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yoit.
Yeah.
Have a
okay.
good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say his last name. I just realized that.
That's why I was confused.
I was trying to clarify which Alex it was.
And that's the end of our new segment. And thanks for listening. And let's get back to the interview with Alex, the spirituality
god. Wait, you know, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. So I don't. I'm always the person that's completely.
Boy, sorry, there's a car that honked. I don't know if you can hear.
Yeah, I always seem to change topics quite a bit. But, yeah, so you say you can talk to deceased persons. I don't know.
Persons.
Dead people.
Yeah, deceased people. People that have passed. Yeah, just elaborate on that a little bit, and then I do have a question to go along with it afterwards.
So basically... we have a restaurant here at the Galleria Mall. It's called World of Beer. And so every month, you know, my school sets up this huge, there's a bunch of readers that come in and rent out a room there. And so you come in and get readings and stuff. And so I went there, and so, I got a reading, I got an aura photo, and that was kind of, like, the first of both. And they were like, you know, just try and go home tomorrow, kind of just be like if you want to kind of start your journey, be like, I'm open to this, like things like that. And so second period after a Spanish test, I definitely failed it, so I turned it in super early. And so I was kind of just like, I was like, fine, let's see what happens, right? And so I did all the things, I like opened up to it, things like that, and I was like, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, give me a sign, right? And, like, you're looking for an obvious sign. And so the window was open. A leaf flew in and stuck to the ceiling and then flew out. So
and you're like, that was it.
Sign. That's the sign.
I mean, because that doesn't happen super often. And then there was this, and then it was just, like, this person came through and it was like, whoa, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And it ended up being someone's uncle, so...
Oh, yeah, I think you told me about that.
Yeah.
And then this just kind of goes along with what I originally asked. But have you ever encountered what some would say an evil spirit?
Okay. I get that question a lot just because, you know,
it's
people
basic
do.
Question.
Yeah. People do associate this stuff with negative things. No, but I have such a structure under me and having, you know, my teachers and the other readers and stuff at Dragonfly. We'll call it Dragonfly because that's what it's called. Dragonfly helped me out with, you know, protecting myself against things like that. You know, there's things that you do. Like I was showing you my red wolf's hair. That's something that I have. I wear crystal. Like, you know, there's things that you can do so you don't interact with things like that. But ultimately, it's you working with your guides to make sure your guides know what you want to bring through. I mean, there are people who want to pull through evil spirits and make sure they move along, right? That's some people's jobs, like ghost adventures and things like that. But, you know, I was talking to Tim Shaw, he was on TV. on Destination America, so that's when where all the ghost shows are and stuff. And I was talking to him, and he was like, you know, demons, things like that. Demons aren't real. It's just spirits imitating or trying to be something that they're not. Things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to jump off of what we were talking about a little bit earlier. So you said that you pursued this because of the leaf coming in as a sign. So a lot of people dream of becoming entrepreneurs but cannot find within themselves to take that first steps. Can you elaborate on how you did it other than the sign? Like, what were the steps that... What made you, other than the sign, say, I'm going to make this a job?
Yeah, sort of like, I'm ready almost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
or the confidence too.
I'd been doing lots of tarot readings in school during lunches and things like that for people. And I mean, obviously, I was just practicing and I needed the practice, so I hadn't really thought of turning it into a business opportunity, because if I just did tarot, like, do you know what I mean? There's not enough fast services that I would be doing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as successful. And so when I went and got certified for Reiki, it was one of those things where she was like, take 21 days, do Reiki to yourself, things like that, figure it all out. You know, like, you're certified to do this on people. People, and I was like, well, I mean, what's stopping me now? So I sat down one night, built my page up, and just kind of started promoting and doing things like that.
That's pretty cool. Because for me personally, which we'll probably be getting into more in a different episode, for my Etsy business or whatever, I was pretty scared to just even put myself out there. Like, it wasn't that I was scared to put myself out there, but I guess I was more... I just contradicted what I said. But it's like, I was scared to do it, I think, because... what if you aren't successful? Even if you're selling one or two, what if you don't sell them? I'm not losing money because of how I financially formed my company, but it's still kind of like, I don't know, something was holding me back, and I don't know what it was.
It wasn't as much of a fear for me just because of the way that I was raised, and I always get told that I'm an old soul. I don't connect. I connect more with adults than I do with, like, people at our school. So, like, that wasn't so much of a fear as what if it's not accurate, or what if I'm pulling through somebody and there's no, like, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, ultimately, what do I have to lose, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what
people come in,
me.
And if they're not satisfied, then I'm like, well, you know, you can come back and redo it, or, you know, this is just things like that.
Yeah, that's how I kind of just said to myself, I'm like, what are you losing? I have a little list of the worst things that could possibly happen if I do something. And that, actually, I learned that from the 4-hour work week by, I don't know who it was, but we'll figure that out. It's Timothy Harris, I think. Anyway, so he suggested, like, writing that out, to write out the worst possible things that could happen when you make a decision or something. And when you really write it out, and then you write the chance that it would actually happen. And, like, your biggest fears are really not that significant. It's weird.
Were you gonna say something?
You go first.
Okay. Well, I have a question. So, okay. So, this kind of goes along with it, but do you have problems with other people not taking you seriously?
Yes. That is a huge issue with what I'm doing, you know? On top of my work and school and this business, I have a different business with, essential oils, right? And so I educate and do things like that. And so I kind of combine the two sometimes, and, you know, you know, I mean, I'm using the products, I'm doing the tarot, I'm not...
I'm always using, it sounds like you're using drugs or something.
Really, but a lot of the time, you know, people who are like, oh, I'm so, like, spiritual, this and that, don't continue to do it if nobody's watching, if that makes sense. And so, I mean, I'm using it. People are smiling it. I let other people use it, like, things like that. And so, I don't know, should I name names or no?
I wouldn't.
No. Okay. So, specifically, you know, there's kids in our school who are like, oh, like, this and that. Can your Reiki fix this? Can you, like, and it's just like, and it's really, what I do is I just ignore them or roll my eyes, just because, you know, it's not worth the
That's
fight.
That's probably the best thing you can
do. You can't, like, I always bring it back to the saying, like, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. Same. So what's the point of me trying to get these people to believe in something that obviously they just make fun of? So I really just don't pay attention to those people.
That's actually a really good point. Because I was talking to someone from our school, who I think will be on the podcast soon, and he was talking about his business, and people tell him all the time, like, what are you doing? This is, like, you're wasting your time, kind of thing. But if you're making money, and you're doing what you like, the people who are saying that aren't making money. They're not doing anything except, like, I don't know, getting drunk on the weekends.
Okay.
Or going to parties. So it's just kind of like, you just gotta ignore them.
Yeah.
So
I agree
with your point.
Even if you're not making money, if you're just doing something that you like, that's better than what they have.
Exactly.
Which is
like, you're enjoying your life.
They're taking their time away to trying to insult you, taunting. Right?
Literally,
they're like, "What are you doing?"
Distracting from their own life. Like, focus on yourself.
Exactly.
What you do doesn't matter.
I know you had a question earlier, and I just realized that I didn't even talk about it.
Really?
You were talking about like symbols and signs and stuff.
Oh.
And so, the leaf sign is a prime example of things like that. But you know, if you're seeing like 11/11 all the time or 23, like if you're seeing numbers,
9/11.
Dude,
a
that
lot.
Was 23. You just called out 23.
Yeah, that's my favorite number. It's my lucky number.
And my least favorite number.
Okay.
I see 9/11, which nothing to do with the problem.
No, like if you're seeing numbers often. I always just go on Google and search angel number this or spirit number this.
Really?
And
that's
it'll
a thing?
Yeah. I don't actually somebody who I work closely with that goes to our school was kind of telling me about things she was seeing and kind of like, hey, I just saw this huge like event happen, like let's talk about it. And so mm-hmm. like a lot of the time somebody can interpret it one way and I can interpret it the other and that gives more kind of views. And so like she saw the numbers 3, 13, 31, and I just went through and it was like angel number 3, energy of kindness, joy, creativity, imagination. Like, all the numbers mean stuff. So, like, if you're finding coins, you always find a penny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I always just like to say, ask, like, who's leaving this for me? Sometimes people will get some sort of feeling or inkling. But numbers do mean something, so if you're seeing them often, definitely look it up.
Yeah, last summer specifically. And a little bit of the beginning of this year, it was every single time I looked at the clock, it was 9/11. I feel like I could be looking at it in the afternoon and it'd be like 9/11. Like, it was so often. And if it wasn't 9/11, it would be like 10/11.
Or 11/9.
Or something 11. Yeah, yeah.
So, kind of branching off of this, so you're always aware of what's going on kind of thing. Or mostly.
Yeah, that sounded very, like, aggressive. Yeah. So, I actually take time outside of Dragonfly to, you know, learn the history and stuff. Because when you learn the history, you connect with it better. And, you know, there's 12, I mean, main ways that the universe sends messages and stuff. Numbers, you know, when were you born? Like, things like that. You know, why... Why did I leave at this time rather than this time? Or why am I feeling this? Or why did that tree just fall down? Like, things like that. So I'm always aware of things that are happening. Like, in the auditorium, yesterday, I did a tarot reading for somebody, and the lights started flickering.
Dude, there's ghosts in the auditorium. We talked about this with our director.
There's,
yeah.
You know, what would you the light started flickering, and she was like, oh, it's probably just an electrical thing, and I was like, no.
No.
Like, because, and then I had brought through her uncle, who had just recently passed away, and then that was a whole thing. But it's things like lights flashing, or, like, numbers, things like that. It's very important to, like, take notice and kind of understand, because sometimes I'll see something and smirk, and they'll be like, why are you looking at that flower? And I'll be like, it's purple. And they're like, what? And, like, it could be a certain species of flower. Like, that bunny has just been sitting there.
You have been looking at that bunny a lot.
Like, that's... That bunny... Normally, bunnies are scared of people, right? And so that could be a spirit. Like, things like that. Like, it's just been sitting there.
It's still a bunny.
There was a hawk flying around our school tennis course on Friday. Like, things like that. Animal... Like, it's little things that you notice.
So what has you helped you become more aware of your surroundings? Because a lot of people say meditation. What about you?
I meditate often. A lot of the time, too, with Sarah, she's my teacher. I'll throw a little plug in there. She owns...
Looks up Sarah on Google. What? There's so many.
Dragonfly Studio and Salon. Her name's Sarah J. Carr. Okay? And so what she...
Go visit her if you're interested.
She has a hair salon, but she also has this huge crystal boutique and stuff. And so she took me in and just like I help her out at events and she helped, like, we barter, which is very nice because she understands that I'm only 16.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I can't afford to do it all.
I think bartering needs to be more prominent in society.
Very much so.
In addition to, like, economics with money is very important. This is a totally off topic, obviously. But I think bartering is just so, I think it's useful and people don't take it as seriously yeah. as it's I a agree. Very good potential.
Hmm. Yeah.
This is kind of jumping back to what you're talking about noticing things, but okay, so sorry. I had a burp. Okay, so
oh my gosh, how to do that? I just had to do that.
Okay.
Sorry. I just had to
burping on command. Okay, so basically
just see squeezing her water into
the I had to refill it up. So gotta stay hydrated, right? So moments, right. Okay, so this doesn't have anything to do with spirits, but I'm wondering. So basically I
What? You just What'd sang you it. You're like,
I don't know why I did that.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. So, what used to happen a lot was I used to talk to this. Oh, there's water in my notebook. I used to talk to this person a lot over Instagram. And literally, just out of the random moments in the day, I would start feeling so incredibly like anxious and nervous and just terrible feelings. And then if I checked it, they had messaged
what?
Me. My like DMs.
Okay.
They had messaged me that like something was wrong, mm-hmm. and like that would happen. It was actually really annoying, and I hated it. But it would happen like at least once a day. You know, I'd be walking home, and I'd be getting so anxious, and then something was wrong. And that actually, okay, that happened a little bit recently. But is that like that like happens? You know.
So I like to say like when you open yourself up to it, like you're signing up to feel what other people are feeling, things like that. And so like.
I didn't open though.
But a lot of people are born that way, and they kind of just set it off, and that's called being an empath, and that's very common.
Okay, so that's more related with
that's,
the thing from before.
Yeah,
that we're talking about.
But okay. And so I always like
you
to
sound
say,
so hateful about it.
So
all right.
When you were messaging these people on Instagram, like you like hadn't like you knew them and like there was like some sort of connection to them, right?
Not in real life, but yeah.
Right, but okay, and so since you took that time to like. Go out and message them, things like that. I always like to say we have so many things. They're called emotional threads, right? And so
you sounded British when you said that.
Emotional threads. Okay.
We have so many things.
And so they, wherever you and a connected person are, there's always things coming through them, even if you know we're here and they're in Las Vegas or like things mm-hmm. like that. And so when you're feeling that, they're sending it through the emotional thread that you have with that person, and that's why you're kind of feeling. That it also really sucks when an emotional thread gets cut because mm-hmm. then you feel like you know you're missing a piece of you, and that's kind of what like when people break up, that's what I like to kind of associate like, oh, I'm missing a piece of my heart, like that's your emotional thread.
I see.
Yeah,
what if you break up and you don't feel like you're missing a piece of your heart?
Then they weren't good for you.
I feel like I gained a piece of my heart.
That's around your neck. The key around your neck. It's the key to your heart.
Oh my God.
That's called an energy vampire. Psychic vampire.
Dang.
People like empaths, you know, because they can throw all of their feelings at them, and so then they just talk about themselves, things like that. And so, like, a lot of the time... I'm always careful about who I'm with and who I'm talking to, and if somebody comes out of the blue, I kind of like feel out their energy before I start, you know, maintaining a relationship or having that emotional thread, just because it's like I don't want my energy to be sucked.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people like who are empaths or who feel different ways, mm-hmm. you know. People like that because then people can like talk about themselves.
Yeah, it's weird that you say that. Sorry, Stephanie. I just had to throw in one more thing because I would always say about the person that I'm just talking about with
uh-huh.
the fine thing, it's not taking out a piece of my heart, that when I was with them, I felt like the life was getting sucked out
mm-hmm.
of me. It's an actual thing I've said to multiple people.
Dude, you always said, I'm so bored. It's the most boring thing. I feel like.
I feel like the life is getting sucked out of me. Sorry if you're listening to this, by the way. You probably aren't.
Sorry.
But
that'd be super.
I'm sorry, but yeah, but the thing is they didn't
but
talk
you're
about
terrible.
No, the thing is they didn't talk about themselves. The thing is they didn't talk. So
right.
I don't know if that can be, still
yeah.
happen. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Stephanie, what did you have to say?
Oh my God, what was I gonna say? Okay.
It's kind of cold outside.
I could keep going.
Well, actually, let's start the tarot card reading.
Yeah. You know, I think this episode might be more than an hour
you're
long.
Yeah, we're gonna get some extra content, boys.
We still have the new segment.
So you're welcome. You're very welcome.
New segment.
You're very, very welcome.
We always do a new segment kind of in the middle.
Yeah. So
we're just gonna throw in before we upload it.
Yeah.
Stuff with Gen Z.
You know, the memes.
You know, Tide Pod challenges. We're gonna bring it back. Just for this. Okay.
Should I turn this?
Yeah, you should turn that. Okay. So we're about to start. No ASMR bros. Okay.
Tarot ASMR.
Okay.
So
wow,
Alex
love
is gonna
that siren.
Do you want who wants to get red first? Wait, oh, I remember my question.
Okay.
Stop with the ASMR bro. Okay, so I remember my question. So what made you want to come on this podcast? Because you were talking about not wanting to let certain people in, you know? And we don't talk all that often, you know?
Right, but we used to talk more and we had all the classes and stuff like that, it wasn't bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like every time that we talk, though, we're literally coming back to right where we left off, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. Except it was a little weird in AP Euro
but she was like, why is this bozo talking?
No, I did not think that. I did not think that. Yeah, because we've been friends
with... Stop slapping your...
I'm hitting the energy out.
Oh, okay.
We've been friends with Alex since sixth grade, roughly.
That was an awkward time for Alex.
yeah, it was awkward.
Alex tried to maintain friendships.
more than friendships. No, it was fine though, and yeah. So
I love getting slapped in the face in sixth grade.
and then asked out.
That was a total accident.
That was a total accident. You asked me out.
Okay. I'm gonna walk out and just.
Alex is feeling.
Okay, awkward. Who are you gonna read first?
Whoever wants to. Genesee reached out for the cards, so she's going first.
Oh, I was gonna slap.
Oh. There you go. Shuffle them.
All right. Alex, you're gonna have to give us a very good description because obviously they can't see the cards. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meow.
Okay.
Oh my God, these are so big. That's what she said. I hope the microphone didn't hear that.
It probably did.
Yeah.
I was really close to the microphone.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
I can shuffle it any way I want, right?
Mm-hmm. Shuffle it as many times as you want.
All right, I'm going to talk. So I'm doing the normal like casino shuffling, you know, when they do the bridgey type thing.
Because you know about casinos.
Yeah, I never been to... Actually, I've been to a few casinos, but...
I've walked through a casino at Atlantis.
Okay, that was the worst thing ever.
And I hated it.
And I'm kind of shuffling it in random...
Atlantis sucks. Don't go there.
They're really getting to know us on this podcast now. All right, when should... It feels good when I think it's good.
Oh, wait.
Kirstie is closing her eyes.
When
she
cards fly out of the deck, like, you can tell if it's, like, just people not being good at shuffling, or if it, like, because this card, like, did, like, a total 360 flip. That's kind of my
okay,
thing.
You snatched that. He snatched it so fast.
A lot of people, like, just, they're like, ooh, I dropped it and throw it in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
I feel like I know it's right. I like getting chills. Sometimes I get chills.
Yeah.
I just got chills when I was done. I'm like, you know what? I'm done shuffling this.
Do you want to do the pyramid or just three cards?
Whichever one's quicker.
The three cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because we're running out of time in a podcast.
Just pick three cards.
I hate when it's like this.
What?
When you're picking. So he spread it out like when you play Go Fish and you spread it out into the little river thing.
Okay, I can't.
And you pick three cards from it, it stresses me out.
I was gonna look over there, but then I saw that one and I was like, nah, man.
I'm gonna pull cards off the top. Okay, so what I have is she pulled out her three cards. And so the first one went in the middle, the second one on my right, her left, and the third one on the other side. And so the one on my right, your left, is the past. And the middle is the present, you know, this is the future. And so the one that flew out, I kind of like to relate, like, I kind of just know when it needs to go in. I don't know how, it's just more like the missing puzzle piece, and I'll pull cards off the top to kind of talk about it more. So you said, like, you work with tarot cards, like these types of tarot cards, or do you have a different...
Yeah, I have the same deck. It's a lot older, though. It doesn't seem like it has a different box and stuff.
Yeah. So do you know what some of them mean?
Not by memory.
No. Okay. You ready? I thought you were gonna ask something.
Yeah, I was, and then I didn't.
Okay. Ready?
Wait, I do have a question. Question. So my little pamphlet for my tarot cards, the same. These are the Rider.
He's shaking his head.
They're the Rider Waite.
Rider Waite.
Okay. You don't like pamphlets that come with the deck.
All right. Well, this is a question that doesn't do that. It said that cards like can represent people. Like for example, swords is Julia. Like right, brown hair, brown eyes, something like that.
People on the card can represent people.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard of suits representing people.
I'm cups. Who? Your wand.
Right.
Yeah, so I was.
And Andrew.
My like appearance apparently is supposed to match cups.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Never in my lifetime.
Well, that's brown hair and fair complexion, and that's.
Normally, what, like when we're talking about certain people, I always like to relate to people on the card, not the suit. Okay. But, I mean, I'm sure it's true. There's a lot.
I mean, it was in the pamphlet, so.
Okay.
The
pamphlet. Never mind then. you throw away the pamphlet after you get it, and you.
Oh.
Interpret it. No shakes. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna start off with the past.
Ooh, that microphone swoosh there.
And so. First of all, this is, I'm assuming your relationship, just like, and so I know certain
it's
things.
5:30.
Thank you, computer.
I know certain things like that's happened in her life, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'll kind of like go to them.
Does that affect your reading, or is it like no. Does it help your reading, or is it?
Sometimes it helps your reading. Like okay. I'll get a feeling, and like this card's about things happening very quickly, manifesting super quickly. Like all of a sudden, it was just like whoa, and so I really like the first thing that came to mind was the relationship that you were previously in. Okay. But, you know, I always like to say, too, if it doesn't make sense, what's the first thing you thought of, right? Because, you know, I'm not perfect. Nobody is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So, you have this card here, which represents, you know, things happening very quickly.
Can you say the cards, too?
Oh.
No? Sorry.
No, wait, what do you mean?
Say the cards. Like, 6, 7, 8 of eight of wands.
Yeah. I'll say so the eight of wands, right, representing
yeah.
things happening super quickly. Then you have the page of cups, which, you know, there's a lot of blue on the card, and he's kind of, like, holding a cup with a fish sticking out. And so that's kind of just, like, representing the things that you like to do, like, creativities, passions, working on, like, yourself. But I'm... And so when I pulled Judgment and Temperance right next to each other, those are kind of like contradicting cards for me, because Temperance is all about working on yourself and thinking about yourself, being happy with yourself, and Judgment is all about not worrying about yourself at all and just talking about other people, not like behind their backs, but do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the wrong side. So, there was... Yeah, so the Two of Cups right here, this is either, you know, I always like to say if it pulls in the future or the present, people are thinking about a career in the medical field, but it's also a very, sorry, love card. My cards are going to fly. it's a love card, and so and the Moon is a confusion card, and so there's confusion whether, you know, you were just in a relationship to be in a relationship, or there was, like, actual...
Stop looking at me like that, Stephanie. Sorry,
actual
it's just
love or something
accurate.
Within there. We'll put one more. And then
really
there was, like...
It
was, it was, like, somebody just, like, started talking about you behind your back, or there was, like, a back...
You could say he was the same way.
Do you know what I mean?
What? Like, are talking you in a relationship just to be in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. So, someone was talking about me behind my back.
There was something, like, where you just felt backstabbed. And you're like, well, I don't want to curse. I was about to curse. You were like, what the heck? You know?
Like, recently or in the past?
No, this is the past.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So the past with my relationship?
Yeah, it could be involving the people in your relationship or people, like, friends that you hung out with him because, you know, you kind of had to. Does that make sense?
So how far away does the past have to be?
It could be... 6 years ago, it could be a week ago. It's whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, I think I have a feeling I know what that is.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay, we're gonna move on to the present. All were the cards that I'm pulling right now, you know, the Page of Swords, Three of Pentacles, King of Pentacles and Seven of Wands, all the, like, the Page of Swords is all about being super, like, valiant and courageous and things like that. King of Pentacles represent good finances. Three of Pentacles focuses on your education and, like, scholarly things like that. And then this one's kind of just, like, realizing what you need to, like, fight and things like that. Like, not, like, fight, like, physically, but, like, who should I let in? Like, you're really thinking about your life more clearly now that that whole past situation was over. I'm also feeling, like, school-wise, there's just a lot of things happening. I mean, there's a lot of things happening for all of us, but, like, obviously he has this huge bundle of sticks. The Ten of Wands. Sorry, I forgot to say that. And so that's kind of how that card connects. But, like, I'm feeling like you're rocking it out with, like, your money and stuff, if that makes sense.
I mean, I don't spend very much money, and I make $7 a week.
Okay, rocking it out. You're also, you're kind of, like, you spent all this time building that relationship, right? And I'm not feeling as more as though, like, right now, like, today, but, like, maybe, like, a couple days ago, it was just, like, I've spent all this time, like, should I really, like, do you know what I mean?
Really what?
Like, I spent all this time building up this relationship and being super vulnerable and talking to this person, like, I'm kind of sad that, you know, I put all my energy into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the end, you had all your friends to back you up and be like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're fine.
No,
but that's very true, because that was one of the really, like, one of the only reasons I was sad the relationship was over, is just because it was 7.5 months of my life that is just kind of, like, seemingly wasted. I guess I learned from it, but it's, like, you know,
the only reason I'm picking these up is I don't want them to fly away.
Yeah. But that card makes a lot of sense, because that was pretty much the main reason.
Okay. And so now we'll move on to the future.
Should be a special episode.
How long is it?
It's been about 55 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, really? Not even an hour?
Yeah, because we started 5 minutes of bloopers.
Okay.
If you go to our Patreon account and you purchase the blooper pack, then you can see the bloopers.
You can hear them.
Hear
mess.
The bloopers.
The mess. So the Justice card and the Knight of Pentacles kind of go together with, like, focusing on yourself without having to focus on other people. So just kind of remember that as life goes on, you know, take time for yourself, don't, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Also, you need to have, like, if you don't have, like, you have to have structure, okay? You have to have rules, structure, things like that, or else you're not gonna reap the benefits of what you're doing. Like, just, this card is patience, and so the Seven of Pentacles and the Emperor, you know.
Did you just count the seven?
I did. Like, the other cards I used to have actually say all the names under it, oh. And these ones don't, so. But, like, you're gonna be a rock star when it comes to, like.
You're gonna be a rock star!
I keep saying rock star.
I'm gonna go to Camp Rock.
Yeah. You're gonna be a rock star when it comes to handling situations. I mean, he has a lot of swords, but look how, like, he's like, look at all my swords.
Yeah,
things
he's
like
flaunting
that.
It, bro.
Like, he's, like, flaunting it. Like, look how good I can handle my situation. Same thing with this. This is just kind of go together to reinforce the fact that that is. Don't be afraid to go out and discover things. Leave Buffalo, leave New York, like, things like that, going to different parts of the world. But also, if a situation presents itself, make sure you think about it. Don't just jump in blind, because he's dancing on the edge of a cliff, the fool, and, you know, that dog's like, don't jump.
Don't jump!
Like,
that
no.
Just represents going into situations either too quickly or not thinking about it enough, so.
Yeah, alright.
But, like, throw it out there.
Throw it out.
But,
all right.
And you're super strong when it comes to, like, dealing with other people, so don't let other people control you. Makes
okay.
sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do a quick swap-o. Jesse, would you like to trade seats?
Yes.
All right.
Let me get my legs out.
Oh, sorry.
I can try to make it shorter for you if you want.
No, you can go as long as you want, because we have as much time as we need.
It doesn't have to be.
Literally, we go all the way through Sunday. We're like,
all
right, guys, now we're in school.
hey guys, get like ready with us.
It's like get she's ready. She's walking around with her laptop around school, and me and Jenny are like,
guys, my computer's running on battery. We gotta wrap this up quickly.
I cannot bring my portable charger.
So now I'm shuffling energy Genesee.
Yeah, I don't want Genesee in my cards.
Genesee's energy out of them, because when people go to shuffle cards, it's putting their energy into it.
Get
it's
out!
Very cold.
We have to document that. Oh, yep. Alright, guys.
Get out!
Guys, can you
Alright, we're taking a picture on the podcast.
Can I take a picture of that rabbit?
Oh my god, it's still there?
Yeah, it was.
Its ears are all done. It's so cute.
Wait.
Okay, I'm going to entertain you while...
That's your grandpa.
It looks like a toad. No, it's not
know.
My grandpa. Can you tell us who it is?
I could.
I actually don't know. My grandpa is dead.
I'm not, like, I'm still learning mediumship, so I don't get everything right, but, like,
yeah. Do you have to be certified to be a medium?
No. But, like, if you want, I could try and pull people through for you.
That'd be cool. I just don't want to
maybe
seem,
not
like,
in the podcast.
To...
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
I don't want it to seem like, because I feel like you should, like, people should pay you for this. I don't want to be like I'm trying to
absolutely
take
not.
Am I shuffling now?
Yes, medium.
Long cards.
You know, this is stuff that I've been interested in for, like, a long time.
You should get into it.
I know, I've just never taken, like, the actual actions to.
Jesus Christ, Stephanie. Like, God. You really were aggressive.
All the cards are, like...
It's like when you tighten your violin bow so much that it's, like, bending out.
If only I played violin.
When you know,
know
how
I
the...
Know,
okay. I was about to...
What the frick?
The people are, like, already turned off. Is this going on the iTunes store?
Yeah, if it's you want to listen to your podcast there.
Wait.
It's going to be on Spotify,
I
want to
listen.
Too.
Wait,
yeah,
is
yeah.
it out yet?
Not yet.
No. Once Ooh. We get a lot of episodes.
We want to have a season.
How does one go about making a podcast?
You record it, and then you upload it.
Okay, I forgot this was recording, and now they can hear how annoying I am.
Your mom. Genesee, catch. Oh. Okay.
But
whenever you're done shuffling.
Why I haven't even thinking.
If you have a certain question, too, that you want answered, you can think about it while you're shuffling.
I don't know if I have any questions.
Oh,
I thought
this is so lame.
Jesse, no one can hear you on the podcast, bruh.
Bruh.
All right,
guys. I'm literally covering Alex. Who's the worst? Okay, guys. We need better
time. Literally, that was just, like, 30 seconds of silence.
I'm really having struggles with these cards.
Oh my god, it's so cold.
I look really creepy. I kind of look like I have a grill. Because I got it like silver color.
We get it, you have braces.
Wow, that was so funny. Oh my god.
Wait,
you what is that? You're gonna kill the bunny. It's running away.
No.
Wait, can you figure out who it is before it runs away? Or can you still figure it out after it runs
away?
I
can still figure it out.
Oh,
sorry,
well,
that was really passive aggressive.
I'll say this, it's a male energy.
I'm gonna get it later.
Nope. It's a male energy. I'm thinking like grandpa. I don't know who, but it's like one of your grandpas who like you just talk and he just doesn't respond. Like things like that.
I never talked to my grandpa.
My grandpas are both alive, so.
Great grandpa.
I never talked to my great grandpa.
My great grandpas are deceased.
Oh yeah.
I also was very
so
shy.
It could be for me too.
That's true. It could be for anybody.
Yeah, I know.
No, you're right. That is me. Oop.
Selfish.
And I oop. No, that's my grandpa. We won't talk about him.
Are you gonna say hi to him?
What?
You're gonna say hi to
no.
him?
No. You're
mad at him?
Yeah. I don't know if I should go into the reasons.
I don't think you should go into your personal life on public.
See how he's kind of just like...
He's showing his butt off to you.
Yeah, because he's... Just never mind.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh, it's so cool.
Oh, see, look at the hawk. That's just flying around.
He's so hawk.
Should I not make that joke? Should I not say stuff like that? He's gonna eat your grandpa.
No, he's not facing us because of. Thank you. Because he is very mad at himself. We'll just say that.
Okay, I feel weird because I believe in this stuff, but at the same time, I'm like.
You're like. This is,
I'm like,
what the fuck
I'm
is this kid talking
to,
about?
No,
frick.
No.
What the frick is this kid
no,
talking about?
No, I believe in this stuff because I have believed in it for, like, pretty much as long as I can remember. Because I was always brought up knowing, like, being told, like, my grandma is, like, watching me and stuff like that. But I still feel weird being like, oh, hi, Alex, it's grandpa talking to a rabbit.
No, it's hard to wrap your mind around and live that lifestyle. You get judged a lot.
Yeah, but, like, I'm doing it, but I feel like it's real. Like, I'm not feeling weird about it.
Yeah. That's exactly. I thought I was going insane. I was like, Mom, I need to go to a mental hospital. And she was like,
We don't have money for that.
Relatable.
I kind of ruined your life here.
You're fine.
I'm picking my third card, if you didn't know.
Yeah, Stephanie is picking her tarot cards. I know, it's freezing.
I can go get a blanket. Yeah, you should run. Okay.
No.
You won't be on the podcast. No. Come. This is okay. Very informal at this point. I'm not, like, adding anything right to this here. Right now. I can go get
blankets. No, like, talk. Make noise.
If you run.
I don't want that one. Okay. Can I just go? Or is it going to
be? Just
I want to hear your thing, though.
Okay, then stay.
I'm also going to pee myself, but it's fine.
Okay. I'm just going to throw these cards off to the side so they blow away. This one's the middle, and then that one's on the bottom. And they're just going under this mason jar cap.
Okay.
Oh. There was love in the past. Now, wasn't there? That's love. Unless you're thinking about medical careers in the past, but it's love.
I don't have a medical career in the past.
It's love.
It's love.
Ooh, you are feeding the peasants. Sorry.
That moment when you're feeding
the peasants. The Two of Cups, it represents love. Mm. Two of Pentacles represents balancing. So, you know.
This is my past, right?
Yeah. You have to balance your relationship with your school, with your family, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly which relationship this is.
You?
I do. I think I do. And that's... Okay. But, like, you were like, oh, look at me. Like, this is the same guy. Seven of Swords. He's kind of like, I have all these situations I'm handling, but, like, look how flawlessly I'm handling them. Don't look at me like that.
What?
But, like, you were on top, you know?
I was. Fast tense.
Bruh.
But your relationship was moving too quick. Or there was something not... It was... There was something off about the relationship you were in. And then you kind of, like, fought off the relationship, and then it ended. Make sense? No, but you ended it for a good reason, just because... It wasn't... It was, like, making, like, your...
Can you explain this one?
Yeah, I did. I said it's the Two of Pentacles. It's about balancing. Balancing your love.
Oh, you did.
I wouldn't call it love. Your relationship with everything. And it was just, like, not in the...
You think you know who this is?
I don't know. Do really I know lost. Who it is?
Stephanie says she's lost.
Does it not make sense at all?
It's confusing.
Maybe love is a strong word, I'd say.
Okay, for relationship. Somebody who you liked.
Okay,
in quotations.
We're talking about that person.
Does it make sense?
Are we talking about the same person?
I don't even know. That's what I was thinking.
I didn't say it. I mouthed it.
Okay. I think because the balancing makes sense, but not for Stephanie necessarily.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, we're talking about that. Okay. Because at first when you said relationship, I was thinking about a different person. But then I was also thinking about that person. So
no, I'm thinking
but
about
then
that person.
You elaborated, and then I know which person you're talking about. We're not going to disclose it.
Does it make sense with the person that you're thinking about?
Yes, I think it does.
Okay.
I was just thrown off when you said love. I'm like, Stephanie was in love?
I was in love.
No, love is a strong word, and I need to, like, stop using that word. Oh. Sorry.
I feel so bad. Oh, my God.
No, like, that was like a, oh.
He just pulled a card and went, oh.
No, but it was like a good oh.
Okay, I hope so. You're supposed to spread positivity.
I am. Okay, that was
good.
A good oh.
Okay, okay.
You didn't think that?
I don't know.
We're talking about your present. What are you recording on? You can cut this out, right?
What? I don't cut out stuff.
Okay.
Keep going.
So you're taking lots of time to work on yourself, and that's evident.
I think it's pretty evident. Yeah,
really.
That's pretty obvious.
You're feeling very on top. The world is like, you have all these different skills, and you're honing in on, like, which ones you're using.
So I was on top, and now I still am on top.
Yeah.
Bro.
You're working on, like, your creativity and things like that, and passion for things, but you're also working on, like, your finances and stuff, which totally makes sense, you know.
Totally makes sense.
But there's something that...
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Oh, hello.
So I just pulled the magician... Magician.
Magician.
The magician. I just pulled the magician, the devil, and the fool. All right. And so basically, there's something that, like, either, like, an opportunity or something came, and, like, you were really thinking about it, but then you kind of were like, no, like, you were kind of, you had, like, a mental block almost. Like, you were, like, making excuses for yourself, or you were blaming, like, why you couldn't do it on somebody else, things like that. But it was, like, you realized that it was all you making up that whole mental block. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So after you kind of figured, like, that out, you're like, I have to think about it, like, a lot, so I don't jump in.
Yeah.
And then you were like, okay, this is the go, because I have all this, and, like, this is, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
So is this, like...
Present.
It's present, but is
it's, like, in the past, like
an imperfect. No, it's not an imperfect. It's more like a preterite.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't our language podcast.
Sorry. It's like a near past.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Makes sense?
Yes. Present past.
Present past. Because the past is present, the present is future, and the future is...
Now.
Okay. We're going to talk about the future now.
Okay.
So first of all...
So it made sense. The future is now.
Whatever you're going to be sitting up at night thinking about, like, I'm thinking it's, like, just an opportunity, or, like, something you, like, you're always just wanting to, like, work on a business or work on your business. Like, you don't, you're like, if I sleep, I will be, like, I'll be letting myself down because I'm not working. So just kind of, like, don't do that.
I do sleep. But then every waking moment, I'm like, you have to be doing something productive.
Yeah.
It's true.
So that's something you should kind of turn away from. You know, you're very happy with whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always adventure within it. And, like, you're doing something different every day. But you're also you're supporting yourself well, like, financially. There's a lot of burdens, things to handle, obstacles, but you're doing just fine with that. He has it under control. And, like, overall, there's, like, an abundance of support and productivity and stuff like that. And, like, positivity and, like, celebration and things within that. So.
That looks good. I'm excited.
Very good future.
Thank you.
Yours was too.
Yours was too. All right. So we just finished our tarot card readings. Do we have any last words? Alex, do you have any last words to the people? I'm going to check if I have one. Oh, that's a good last word.
Okay. I do have one question, actually. Okay. This is kind of a fun question, I suppose, for our last question, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Thoughts on Ouija boards?
Oh, my gosh. I wrote down that question.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Absolutely not.
They don't work, or isn't they're bad?
They work. So have you ever noticed how they're shaped like a door?
Nope.
They're a square.
They're shaped like a door.
I mean, a rectangle, they're not a square.
A door is rectangle.
Yeah.
And so with a Ouija board, you don't have any control who's coming through unless, like you're trained and know how to do all of that, and that takes lots of time. And so it does create a portal. It really does, and you don't have control what comes through. Like, I always like to say the difference between me and a Ouija board is I have control over who I'm talking to, this and that. And with a Ouija board, you're just letting whatever come through. People disguise themselves, like, things like that, and it keeps that portal open. So it's just a no-no unless you really, like, are trained and know how to use it. So
I also have another question. It sounded like that came from behind me. That scared the crap out of me. So, I don't even know if you're going to have an answer to this, but you say people try and disguise themselves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, after you die, like, or when you die, what would happen that would make you be one of those, like, you know, bad sort of spirits?
Alright, so, from what, you know, I've researched, what spirits told me, when people pass away, they go through a life reflection, which could take a couple days before they kind of, like, learn how to come down and talk to people and do all of that. And, like, a lot of the time people regret what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, if you have a very bad person who don't, like, they don't regret what they did while they were on the physical plane, that's kind of who become people who try. And, like, I always like to refer to, like, a murderer, right?
Yeah.
Somebody who still tries and comes through and hurts people, which is no good.
Probably Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He seemed like the kind of guy that definitely didn't regret his actions.
Yeah.
One more thing.
I think I was going to ask something, but I forgot. Oh, okay. So then those people, they don't move on, but people that do, they then get reincarnated is what
you're taught. So a lot of the time people finish what they started, tie up loose ends, and then once they're ready and pick out new spirit guides and things like that, then they're reincarnated no matter what. Sometimes people aren't ready because they don't tie up their loose ends, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good finishing topic because we're literally talking about the end of life, so.
So, thank you, Alex, for joining us on your podcast. Our podcast, not your podcast. Thank you, Alex, for joining us on our podcast. This was actually a really good episode.
Yeah, it was.
I learned a lot. I don't know about you, but I learned a lot.
So. Me too.
Yeah, you.
This was Genesee.
And Stephanie.
Oh, and Alex.
On the WTF is Up with Gen Z podcast. We hope you learned something, and see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Jimmy did that last time, so.